Welcome back to Wavecast, the official podcast of the Marine Institute of Memorial University. I'm your host, Eugenie, and in this Tide Pool mini-episode, we are diving into two innovative conferences set to make waves in St. John's, Newfoundland this May and June. First up, we have Dr. Paul Winger, who is the director of the Center for Sustainable Aquatic Resources at the Marine Institute, who shares all of the details about an exciting ICES working group coming to the Marine Institute for the second time since 1999. Paul, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for the invitation.
So what is your role at the Marine Institute?
So I'm the director of the Center for Sustainable Aquatic Resources. Many of your listeners might know that the Marine Institute is comprised of schools, but also seven or eight centers. Each of these centers have mandates and goals. Some of them are more training related, and some of them are more research related. In the School of Fisheries, we have four centers of all different kinds, from ocean to plate. How do we get seafood from ocean to plate? And all those research questions from the ocean to your plate. My center particularly focuses on sustainable fishing. So it's the actual act of fishing. How do we surgically remove seafood from the ocean with the least amount of ecological impact?
Mm-hmm. Surgically remove. That's a good way. I don't think I've ever heard that before. That's good. That's very good. It's very, technical. So you're here to talk to us today about, I'm going to say the acronym just because I want people listening to know what we're dealing with here. The ICES/FAO-WG, which is working group, I'm sorry, FTFB24. So can you tell me about this event that's happening at the Marine Institute?
Absolutely. So many people might have heard the term ICES before, or FAO, and these are acronyms for large international scientific organizations. ICES is quite an old organization. It really is just a network of scientists, mostly around the North Atlantic. About 20 different member countries comprise ICES. And it's a network of about 6,000, believe it or not, scientists that work on all kinds of questions related to the ocean. But of course, they have to organize themselves. So within the ICES family, there is about 150 expert groups or working groups, 150 altogether. And there is one particular working group that focuses on fishing technology in particular and the fish behavior that goes around with catching seafood. So we call it WGFTFB. It's the Working Group on Fishing Technology and Fish Behavior.
Fish behavior. Okay, I was wondering what that B was.
It's quite one of the older working groups within the ICES family. It dates all the way back to 1984. So it's a working group that's been meeting annually for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious about this. So normally it meets, you said, in other parts of the world. So how did it come to the Marine Institute? Was that something that you had put forward? Did you suggest it? Or did they say, listen, we really want to go to Newfoundland. This is a hotspot for fishing technology.
So Canada is an ICES member country. And so absolutely, we are inviting this year's event to be hosted here in St. John's. It travels all over the world, and every year a different host country within the ICES family hosts the event. Over the years, it's gone to all kinds of different places around various parts of Europe and the world. But the last time it came to Canada was 1999. I was a graduate student. I was a master's student in 1999. And so I got to attend my very first WGFTFB meeting here in St. John's, hosted at the Marine Institute in 1999.
Oh, wow.
So 25 years later, we're hosting again. So we're delighted that the working group is coming back to St. John's.
Mm-hmm. So other than the delegates that are going to be there from different countries, who else will be at this event?
Right. So everybody who attends this event will be a delegate or an invited delegate, in a sense. Mostly scientists. This particular working group focuses on fishing gear and fish capture. So these people will have an expertise and a passion for gear technology, whether it's traps or pots, gill nets, hook and line, or trawling. Offshore or inshore for benthic species or pelagic species. These really are the who's who dedicated to fishing technology and the capture of sustainable seafood. So there, so far, we've got 96 delegates registered from over 25 different countries.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned before we started recording that you have some students of yours that are giving presentations. Can you tell me a little bit about what they're presenting on?
Right. So our center, part of a school, part of the institute, we are in the business, if you like to call it that, of training the next generation of fishing technology experts and gear researchers. So within our center, we have about 8 thesis-based graduate students. Each of these students is working on a real tangible question related to our fishing industry, probably some kind of a gear-related question. So they've got a passion for gear. So yes, we've made allowances for them to attend the event, and they'll be giving presentations and posters as well. Mm-hmm. So this really will be a true scientific conference in a sense, with talks and posters for 5 straight days, June 3rd to June 7th here at the Marine Institute. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity to showcase the Marine Institute and Memorial University, our facilities, our staff, our researchers, our graduate students, and the research that we're doing. So mm-hmm. yes, we want to disseminate the wonderful research that we're doing in sustainable mm-hmm. fishing and sustainable seafood production, but we also want to learn what other countries are doing. So mm-hmm. listening to global trends from around the world is very important. I forgot to mention also, we've made allowances for many of our industry partners to attend as well. So we've got some leading edge ocean tech companies based here in Newfoundland and Atlantic Canada. And so we've made allowances to make sure that they can also attend, learn, and disseminate information as well.
So are there any other projects that you're particularly looking forward to seeing that your students will be presenting on?
So when we talk about catching seafood, yes, one of the biggest topics is typically how do we catch seafood with the least amount of bycatch? So number one, we want seafood fishing gears to be selective, to have low bycatch. So yes, several of our students will be talking about how to catch shrimp without harming Greenland shark, or how to catch redfish without catching juvenile redfish, mm-hmm. how to catch shrimp without catching juvenile redfish. So we want our seafood industry to have clean fisheries. So yes, several of our students will be talking about bycatch reduction. We also have a student that's, dedicated to the area of making fishing gear whale safe. Mm-hmm. We know that the North Atlantic right whale is migrating further north every year and is now finding itself on fishing grounds during fishing seasons. So we have a student that's presenting on that topic. We also have people coming to talk about other areas as well. I should mention anything to do with ALDFG. That's another fancy acronym, but basically abandoned, lost, or discarded fishing gear is a hot topic globally. We're talking about litter and plastic in the ocean. So lots of talks dedicated to that. Selectivity and bycatch reduction, ropeless fishing as well. How do we put fishing gear on the seabed without a vertical down rope? So lots of talks dedicated to that. Also AI. This is kind of the new world. Everyone's using AI in different applications. So there'll be several talks dedicated to the use of AI in the future.
Mm-hmm. All right. My last question is about this working group in general. We've talked about what it means for the Marine Institute to showcase our research. But in terms of the overall goals of these working groups, is it, I'm assuming a big thing is collaboration with other scientists, of course, and coming up with solutions together. Is that, or are there more goals or outside impacts that you're hoping to come from this?
Absolutely. So ICES promotes itself as a network of scientists. So why do scientists gather? If it's an organization of over 6,000 scientists and over 150 different groupings, and one of those groupings is coming to St. John's. But yes, this wider question of why do scientists gather? So ICES promotes itself as not just an organization that disseminates knowledge, but can also give advice. advice, evidence-based scientific advice. They're also very active in creating tools and techniques for analyzing data. They do stock assessments throughout much of Europe, and they also organize training sessions and conferences and workshops. So ICES is quite a large organization, an intergovernmental network, you might call it. By all means, for your listeners, if they want to learn more about it, there's a website. You can just Google ICES, ICES.DK, and you can learn all about the organization.
That's awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining the podcast. I hope that that you accomplish some great things and come up with solutions to help our fishing industry.
Thanks, Eugenie. My pleasure.
Next up, we are joined by Chris Arnes, who is the Digital Project Manager for Compass, and he will be discussing their involvement at the Maritech Conference in St. John's, happening from May 14 to May 16. We are also joined by Captain Charlene Munden, who is a fellow Marine Institute alumni and who offers her experience and advice about entering into the marine industry after the Marine Institute. Welcome to the podcast, Chris. Yeah, so can you tell me about what Compass is about, what your like mission statement is?
Yes, for sure. So Compass is a member organization for companies that are involved in the marine transportation sector. So these are activities such as design, human resources, marine engineering. So anything that's involved with the marine industry. We basically help support the companies that are involved in this sector. So Compass is going to be one of the sponsors for the Maritech conference happening later in May. Through this, we're looking at networking with a lot of other companies. And one thing that's great about these conferences is that it's a good way for you to kind of see where the industry is, and I guess where everyone else is at the time. That's one thing with Compass and with us being a member organization, seeing all the companies and us all getting together. It's a good way for us to network and think about what some of the challenges are in the industry. What are some of the positives? It's a good way to really discuss. And my role at the conference is mainly going to be networking, meeting people. I'll be around all week, but I'm also going to be at the student meet and greet session that's happening later on, mainly because we're working on two new projects that are directed towards helping younger people get involved in the marine industry. Yeah, so we're working on two projects. One's called Elevate, Empower, Employ. So this is geared towards getting women involved in the industry, ages 18 to 24. And then we also have a Workforce of Tomorrow project, which is geared towards students getting involved in the industry. So at the high school level, getting it taught in the career development classes. So basically what I'll be doing there is I'll be, connecting with students, chatting with them, learning more about their interests and what they would like to see, and also teaching them more about the marine industry so that they can see themselves in the industry, basically.
That's really interesting. And yeah, because one of my questions was, what is the like the target demographic of students? But I guess between that sort of that up to 24 range, you said?
Yes. 25?
Yeah.
Yeah. So with one of the big issues is that we're seeing right now is that a lot of younger people aren't getting involved in the marine industry. That's what a lot of the companies have said to us, a lot of our members. So really trying to attract the students at the high school level to tell them the opportunities and so they can see themselves working in the marine industry. But also with our Elevate, Empower, Employ project that's geared towards women ages 18 to 24, also offering them a 4 to 6 week work placement after they perform module development. So get them the hands-on experience in the marine industry. So that's another thing we're looking to address as well. The whole goal for Compass is to really connect and offer a lot of programs and opportunities for the companies that are our members. So we're very excited to launch these two new projects. And if you're interested, if there's somebody listening who's interested, please feel free to reach out to me. Or even if you have a question about the marine industry and how to get involved, I would love to sit down and chat with you.
So how did you get involved as being a captain? That's very cool.
I came here to the Marine Institute. I'd done the nautical science program, and once I graduated, I started as third mate and worked my way up to being a captain.
Okay, and whereabouts do you work mostly?
It's on the Great Lakes.
And do you do shift work kind of style? Or?
Now, as the captain, I'm working 6 weeks on, 6 weeks off mostly.
Do you have then any advice, and we ask this to a lot of people that are working in the marine field when they come onto the podcast, do you have any advice for students or specifically in this case, women who are interested in getting into the marine industry, something that you think helped you on your path to becoming a captain?
Just don't give up. Just keep trying. It is a hard world out there. And don't take everything to heart out there. It is hard to do, and it's not easy being away from family and friends and that. But yeah, if you keep at it, it will pay off in the long run.
Mm-hmm. With Chris, we talked about potential for internships. That seems like a really good way for students to get the extra experience along with their studies. Is that something that you did as well? Did you do an internship or?
Yeah, so with the program with the Marine Institute, you do work terms. It's a year of work terms, and Algoma hired me for all my work terms and hired me right out of school upon graduation.
Oh, wow. So you've been working with them for a long time now.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Okay. Well, that's so exciting. And I think it's always nice to see like a fellow Marine Institute alumni out there in the wild. Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you both so much, Chris and Charlene, for joining the podcast today.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you to our guests for joining us in this week's episode. If you have questions for our guests or suggestions for future episodes, you can send an email to wavecast@mi.mun.ca. We will see you in the next one.